everyone on the village, what she was talking about.
About boys, while here by men, we don't see women coming down. We don't know about
it. I'm just talking about the women part now, too.
What we need to do is to get the map, so we need to.
como toda la ciudad, con mi ley, se puede incluir, se puede hacer un gobierno, o, se puede hacer un nuevo director, a mi ley, a mi mismo, si incluso, si se ha dado,
ya, ya,
si se ha dado, 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 si se ha dado,
another thing you have to keep in mind is if things start turning out right and somebody could get some excess seal oil or an excess blubber, we can always try to find something that you want from Aquacoba for some place else, like maybe beaver skin or this type of thing that we can swap and exchange.
Your neighbors up where there's no sea. God, or?
There's not really back to the world, right? I mean, that Christian dream was very educational, not very funny.
They're a little different, but they're even that. They were really
practical. And we have what we call Indian Christian Polar Conference that we organized. We're supposed to be in Canada, but I think the Canadian government were already coming through. We're inviting them to meet the class to maybe 1984. It all worked out. The politics were about, there's a lot of politics in that. But that's one thing we'd like to prepare for. There could be a lot of people who would do it. One other thing, I think it's mentioned, about the Federation of Native Convention coming up 16, 17, 18 of December. And we're trying to have each village collect two types of students, a boy and a girl, to come down there. And we would pay for the transportation and the hotel and have some chaperones. The idea would be to have the students travel with, be there with our board of directors from that, and other people from our region. And I think we'll try to arrange for them to help during the convention, you know, some of these that are really working there. And we'd also show them our NAMA offices and give them some idea of what our business are doing.
Cool.
3-year-old in school, so it's not a good thing. But the instruction more valuable than it is in the process.
Now, in college, if you let me eat my work, okay, this is only a suspicion, maybe. I think I would talk to you for that. Make it work right away. So, while I was thinking about it, we got a seat, but I'm trying to get it to you. What do you think?
As long as you work on it, fine.
Yeah. You want to start right away, Bob?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, when I said, when you look at the I'm not saying after this stuff, but you know, sometimes things you've got to do some planning first.
Thank you. this?
Well, we have two more. Maybe
the older people who are
actually, they're not elders, but they have to work with all the elders that are there. What I want the younger ones like Becca Gino or something like that. So we can have somebody that we can coordinate all the programs. All the programs that you have requested and the students have requested. Make sure that we're not going over everybody else's program. But everything is coordinated in a way that we're not trying to do something when the students trying to do something. Or you're trying to do something that you do something. These people will be the ones that kind of take the wrong stuff.
Get them out and set up their
console, however they want it.
Well, what we actually need is we'd like at least you people set a set what time you're going to meet, what time is your first meeting, so you can at least organize the elder council. I know these people over here will be working with you with the elders, but we need at least an organized elders group. Organizing paper. You can do it any time after tonight, and if you set a meeting date, fine. Organize it then. In the meantime, you can at least maybe encourage some more of the elders to be involved in this group here. That's what we want. We want to know when you're going to organize your elders council. So these people will have at least somebody to work for. Only voluntarily that they'd work, be working for these people. We actually need an organization. If you probably want to set a time for this, fine. But have more of the elders in here, if possible. Even one more. At least you get three of the older people, or any way you want. But we need somebody as a chairman, president of the elders council, however you want to name it, or even a chief of the Kibalina elders council. So they have actually formed an elders organization. That's what we want. So then at the annual report, whoever is the chairman or president of this elders council, Kibalina Council, can report to us at the annual meeting, see what kind of project Kibalina has been doing prior to our annual meeting. So it will have to come in and report. So when you come to meet, when's your first meeting? Are you going to organize at that time, or you want to organize now? It's up to you. You can set a later date. No, we want you for us to get to a meeting. Select your chairman or your vice chairman. Well, you can at least have your secretary right there. They're voluntarily working for you now. Just as they would. So all we need is from the elder council who's going to be in charge, at least in paper. These people will be working for you. But we need in paper that so-and-so is chairman or president of the Kibalina Elders Council. Just like an IRA or city council. Approximate date that you're going to organize. First Monday in January or something like that.
Thank you. This would be part.
No, no. Well, according to the elder's plan, each village is supposed to have a council. That's all. It doesn't say how many. It doesn't even say how many. But we need an elder's council in every village in paper. You can work that, and you can do a detailed for them.
That's
what it helps. Well, it's just a council.
The elders that understand what this is all about, and it's the elders that have the knowledge of the history of your family tree, of the land, you know, of the Inupiaq way of survival, and it's their job is to provide direction and counsel. More than likely, they're not going to run this road. The reason that we're trying to get some younger folk is to help, you know, carry out the details of getting things ready. And, you know, between some of you younger assistants, in the class, or even some who know that, you know, how to teach different things, between you people and the older people, the elder council, you know, you're going to decide what you think is important, right? To try to teach and to convey this information to the children and to the young people. So that's how at least we have seen it in our minds anyway, that the elders' council is, they're the leadership, in effect. They are the people.
That's what these rooms
are. Yeah. They are the people that are carrying on the tradition and the knowledge, and that's the healing of spirit, right? That we're trying to rejuvenate. And that's why we feel that all these things that we think are important that should be passed on to your children, that be practiced by your elders. They have it. And the idea is that Joe and you and these young people are going to help with them, help plan. You'll help plan what it is you're going to try to teach, what time of the year, you know, what is to be emphasized. That's really important. And every village might be a little different, but you know, your people are going to have to work out the best way to carry on these values and this knowledge that you know want to pass on to the younger people. So that's how we're trying to that's how we think it can work best. In fact, on a regional basis, you know, you may have people from your elders' council who will be involved in a regional council. You see, because the way we look at it, in trying to run the business of Nana, which is your business, it's your land, it might not be all the people in the region. So when we set up some policies for the management of Nana, for instance, at some point you might want to try to arrange for land, land management. Our people, you know, are we going to lease land to our own people or to the village, or any kind of business policies that we have? If there's somebody, if there's a group, or if there's somebody that disagrees with the board of directors and the management about how things are being done, and the board of directors has made its decision, then if that group thinks they're right, Then we'll send them up to talk to the elders. They're going to be sitting over everything. They got an appeal, right? And of course, our elders, what they're going to be looking at is for our EFAP survival. They won't be looking at the money or the politics or this or that. They'll be looking at it from the standpoint of the EFAP survival and what's best for our people. So this elders' conference, as far as we're concerned, we'd like to try to give them back the responsibility they used to have of helping in counseling and in maybe in selecting our leadership. Right? So the elders' council, as far as us young guys are concerned, is they're going to be important to how we operate in our area. And so we're not just setting it up because we think it's going to be fun for us. We want to do it because we think it's important to how we operate in our region, in everything that we do. So that's how we think about it, because we think that it doesn't matter how whether they know anything about numbers or business or all about educational systems. So these are details. We want their advice about what's important in life. So we think that you ought to have the best possible people who are willing to continue their mind and their experience, you know, to not only your business, but our region. That's the purpose of the elders.
Do you have some problems with the ones that are up there right now? Anybody? All of you older people have any problems with any of them?
Oh, yes. Oh, we want is people that are knowledgeable of youth. It doesn't matter if they're 25 years old and as long as they know how to speak the language and have a knowledge of youth. Certainly they wouldn't have to be any better, and I'm sure that all of these are. We've always considered elders as some old people that are 65 and over or something like that. And maybe that's always our last call too, but lately I've been thinking as long as they're knowledgeable of these things, and that's what I wanted. We leave it to all the ones that are real old, which are good councilmen. That's not disregarding their conscience, but I've also been down at the elders' conference. And no matter how much knowledge those people are sitting with, they're not going to say anything. Not if you keep poking them. Finally, something, when they finally speak, it's always with wisdom that they speak. Sure, but with this kind of program, we want somebody that is already knowledgeable, and I'm sure that every one of these are. I've got no problem with them being in the council. And you know every one of the older people that are in Kivalina. You know those people that are in there. Or you can say, okay, we'll have elders meeting. And who would the contact persons be? These persons would contact, we're going to hold a council meeting on such a day. And all the older people would come together and they could discuss whatever that they want to discuss. Only these people would be the contact person, would be the ones that call the meeting to order. Because Lena and Becky are now, or will have volunteers to teach the girls as far as the girls' side of this tradition is concerned. Joe is concerned because also on the school board, and he's concerned about this program being done. He's on there, and every time you want to teach it for any one of these programs, he knows every elder in here, and he can come to that very elder when he'll be available.